history professor talking to her class about a famous person in United States history.
Well, in answer to your question, several women actively participated in the Civil War. The one that comes immediately to mind is Mary Walker. She's important because she's the only woman ever to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. As you know, this medal is given to people who've served the United States with exceptional bravery. In addition, she was the only female physician in either of the two armies that fought in that war. Even though she had two medical degrees, many officers made her life difficult because they didn't believe that a woman should be a doctor. However, she refused to back down and leave the army. In fact, she risked her life several times during the war and was even captured at one point, but she was soon released. After the war, she was arrested several times for wearing pants. And although Congress eventually tried to take her medal away, she refused to give it back and continued to wear it wherever she went. She died in 1919, a year before women received the right to vote, which brings me to my next point.
Number 43. What question was the speaker probably responding to? Number 44. What did Mary Walker probably do during the war? Number 45. According to the speaker, who thought that Mary Walker should not have been a doctor? Number 46. What will the speaker probably discuss next?